I don't know whether you're going to like the house that you're in or not, but if you just can hold off a little while, so you can have your choice. Any one of these houses in here that you might like, because they're all going to be for sale here shortly. And I said, is that a fact? She said, yeah, all these people in here are leaving. I said, well, are you going to? She said, no. She said, my husband left me this place when he died, and I plan on leaving it to my kids. I'm not going to move. And she's still over there. You know, but she's good as a word. She didn't move. But just about all of those houses in there is gone for about 3.
Yeah.
And it's some of the women that they lost their husbands or their husbands. Well, maybe it was in those cases where the husband and the wife pooled their resources and built this place and decided, well, this is it. We ain't going to move anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And he died and left her there, and she determined to hold on.
Yeah.
It's about 3 families over there on that street that I know fit that description. Yeah. They're still there.
Yeah.
So,
that's interesting. I wonder if that'll happen here, if they become families. Just playing stick. I think they're sticking a little bit more, a little bit better now than they were a few years ago.
Well, if you take that street in particular, I haven't lived here long enough to really know, because I moved from over there because when my kids got to the point where they was being conscious of the fact that they wanted privacy. My 2 daughters each wanted a room of their own because they didn't want to share. Or they got to the point where they seemed they didn't want to, because they was constantly reminding me of this. So I said, well, the best that I can do, if nothing else, is to try to get a place big enough so they each can have a room. Not that they wouldn't have probably grown up to be better sisters if they'd have shared the same room, because I see a lot of families that's larger, much larger than just my family, that get along so beautiful together. And that's one of the things sometimes I miss. Just my sister and I see, and there was no closeness in our family.
Mm-hmm.
In the 2, because it could have been because of this wide difference in age.
Yeah.
But we just never was close.
Yeah.
And we're not as close as I feel as brothers and sisters should be now. I'm very conscious about it. She is too, but then we both are old, I suppose, and set in our particular old ways. And being maybe the blood of the blood that we are, we just haven't done anything to draw us any closer.
Sure.
Now, like my wife's brother, and she is real close. It's just 2 of them, too.
Hmm.
But they are very close. Like, my brother-in-law would call here ever so often, maybe once a month, sometimes twice a month. And he and his sister would talk and discuss all kinds of things. Now, my sister didn't call him because she wants him. You know, I barely tell him every new day to call to her place. Yeah. Unless I'm trying to tell her something. Like a death in the family.
Yeah.
And that's bad. I know about it, you know, but it's just the way we are.
So how much older? Is she older than you or younger?
She's 9 years younger than me.
Yeah, that's pretty different.
Yeah. Especially, I was like a grown boy when she come along.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And see, I saw her as a threat.
Right. Oh,
to my freedom.
Sure.
And that's pretty much, I ain't never gotten over it, really.
A couple other questions. What about your contact with, when you were a kid, did you have much contact with the coast? Did your family ever travel very much?
No. At all? Only traveling we did was when I went in the Army. The only traveling I did. No traveling.
What about right now? You say your wife's in Atlanta. You all go to Atlanta very much?